On Saturday, 7th of May, Pope Benedict XVI begins a weekend visit to northeastern Italy, which takes him both to Aquileia, once one of the largest cities in the Roman Empire, and to Venice, a place which I'm sure you've heard of, given it's inspired so many great travellers and writers down the centuries. Chris Altieri will be reporting for us on this apostolic visit. Stay tuned and find out more about this very brief weekend trip.
He's going to be attending a couple of meetings that are ecclesial meetings.
Beginning in Aquileia. Right?
Beginning in Aquileia, that's right. There is the assembly of the second meeting of Aquileia, the first that took place in the 90s, and he's going to be addressing the participants in this meeting. Aquileia is an important church as well. It's the mother church of several other very important churches in the whole region of Mitteleuropa.
Austria, Slovenia,
Croatia, some parts of what was traditionally considered also the German area of culture and civilization. And what he's going to be doing there is listening and talking and, strengthening the brethren. These are churches that are dealing with a lot of the same issues that churches, especially in the United States, are dealing with. The specifics are obviously different and very local, but they're dealing with how to manage the challenges that are posed by changing social and cultural demographics, the arrivals of new people who come from different cultural extractions. It's also a region that across political borders shares because of this, in large measure, because of this sense of ecclesial family, a very strong identity. And the church in the region has a lively sense of its own traditions and roots. And so they're looking at how to preserve that and how to integrate it with the changing cultural and social demographics. They're dealing with problems like secularization, which, interestingly enough, is a concept itself of Christian invention. Okay, the seculum is an idea that St. Augustine develops in the history of the whole Western civilizational project. And it is this space in which the temporal and the spiritual spheres exist. You could argue, actually, that the whole history of Western civilization is the history of ironing out and hashing out the details of this basic implant. So it is also, in very many important ways, I would say, a city that is history's city, where you can see the history of civilization in a nutshell unfolding. And we are witnessing one of the moments in that unfolding and that development. So it is actually exciting, even though perhaps many of the issues in the specifics that they're going to be dealing with are very local.
Okay. Yeah, he doesn't stay there very long. He doesn't stay in Aquileia very long. He moves on to Venice that same evening.
Everybody knows about Venice.
But why is he going there?
Well, he's going there because Cardinal Scola, Patriarch of Venice, has invited him to go. He's going to participate in the conclusion of the Ecclesial Assembly, Cardinal Scola's diocesan pastoral visit. It's been going on for several years now, and it's wrapping up. And the Holy Father is going there to participate in this assembly that's bringing this process to a close. Again, this is broadly fitting into his mandate to strengthen the brethren.
Everybody knows where Venice is, and everybody knows the Basilica of St. Mark. But while the Holy Father is going to visit this stunning basilica, he's going to preside over Holy Mass elsewhere, no, owing to the numbers that are expected to attend.
The number of people who are interested in seeing the Holy Father when he goes there, they simply wouldn't fit. There are logistical reasons for which he's not actually going to be celebrating at St. Mark's. He is, though, celebrating Mass on Sunday morning at the San Giuliano Park in Mestre, which is hard by the island city of Venice. People will be looking forward to his homily on that occasion, and it is a gathering, a liturgical event that will actually bring together people not just from the Archdiocese of Venice or from the Diocese of Venice, but from the whole ecclesial province, all of the
from Aquileia
and from Aquileia as well, who were invited. Yes, he's doing some other interesting things in and around Venice. He has in the evening a meeting with the world of culture and economy, meaning artists, people involved in various and sundry aspects of what we might call even show business, part of culture and something, the world of culture. And they say economy in Italian, we would say commerce, industry, etc., more closely in English. The Holy Father is at pains always to make it very clear that the Church is and needs to be aware of itself and to present itself as an integral partner in this civilizational conversation, in this cultural dialogue.
I believe he's going to get into a gondola at some point, no?
That is on the schedule, yes. The gondola is, of course, the usually black lacquered wooden skiff. The pilot stands in the back and pilots with a
stripy shirt.
Yes, a boater cap, right?
Boater.
And, well, yeah, there you have it. It's one of the nods to the culture and to the tradition of the city. Yeah.
Well, thanks very much, Chris. And my thanks there go to Chris Altieri. Don't miss his reports on Pope Benedict's visit to Aquileia and Venice this coming weekend. I'm Veronica Scaresbrick.